So Baruch Hashem, we're together in Beis Medrash again, and the Shia today will be dedicated to Inyone de Yoyma. We are approaching the end of Shona HaShviyas and Rosh Hashanah B'tzeis Shnas HaSheva Miketz Sheva Shonim. We have the mitzvah of Shemitas Ksofim, and that will be the topic which we will be discussing today. But before I start the Shia today, I am Baruch Hashem a Baal Simcha, and a new Minchas Osher came out. So truly it's a great simcha, and this Minchas Osher is Sichas on Chodesh El Tishrei, so it's Mamish Dova Be'itoi. And many of the Divrei Torah in this new Sefer, probably some of them were discussed in this Shiur, but in many others. So there's a new Minchas Osher, which is number 26, and many times I say a new Sefer is like a new child. I'm not sure how I would feel with 26 kids at home. Probably wouldn't be so easy. So in a way, it's easier with Sforim than it is with children. So Baruch Hashem, it's a tremendous simcha. And Thursday, when I got the first Sforim, I made a Birchas Shechiyonu. And Litzeis Yedei Kol Sofek, I buy a new beged. And I always feel strange. Saying a Shechiyoni on an apple or on a fruit when you publish a new Sefer. Well, the Simcha of the Sefer outweighs a Pri Chodesh or a Beged Chodesh 10,000 times, but that is Halacha, and Halacha dictates our Maisa. So Baruch Hashem, it's a big Simcha to me. So as I said, Shemitas Ksofim is a mitzvah to say that we learned in last week's parsha. Shomayt kol bal mashe yodoy lo yigois esra yehu, and there is a special mitzvah, Shomalacho. Pen yedovor im levavcho bilial leimor korvu shnasa sheva v'ro achicho v'ro einecho be'ochicho u'evyon. So the Torah warns us, do not refrain from lending money to others because of Shnasa Shmito. Hillel Rosh Nimnu Hu'am Melahalvois. Hillel observed in his day and age, and he saw that people aren't lending money to each other because they are afraid of losing those loans. Omad v'tiken prusbul mishum tiken hu'olam. I think that today we wouldn't really be going into the depth of prusbul. But before Prusbul, the concept of Shmitas Ksofim. Tshuvas Arash, Tshuvas Maharik, many others, quoted in the Tur Choshe Mishpot Simen Samach Zayin. Choshe Mishpot Samach Zayin, we learned the halachas of Shmitas Ksofim. And it is a tremendous surprise and a mystery why in many, many kehilos, they weren't knowing Shmitas Ksofim. They knew nothing about Shmitas Ksofim. And they did not forego their loans, even though no one wrote a prusbul. And the Rosh writes in Barcelona, the Rosh was a very special phenomena. He was an Ashkenazi, but he was the greatest poisik and the greatest authority in Barcelona in Yadut Sfarad, in his time. So he was the combination of the Mesoidus of Ashkenaz and Sfarad. And the Rosh writes, Kol Yomai Hirisi Tzorveach Kikruchir, I was Moicha, and I tried to teach the people that they need to be Noeg Shmitas Ksofim, but I was not successful. So the Rosh suggests one Limud Zchus, the Truma Sadesh and Shin Dalet, and other, the Ramodar Kamoshe Choshe Mishpat Samach Zayin, number 3. The Ramo suggests maybe they were makel in accordance to the shittas that Shmita isn't noyeg bizman azeh. Eina Shmita noyeg es ele bizman shahayoyvel noyeg. So the Ramo says that definitely is not accepted ruling. That is not the halacha, but maybe that is the basis of the minig that people just weren't noyeg Shmita's ksofen. The Truma Sadesh and Sadesh a different approach. Truma Samaises bizman azeh med rabonon. All the mitzvahs at Luyas Boretz, according to the Rambam, Bezman Azar Midrabonon. And Trumas Amaises, we're only knowing in Eretz Yisrael, ubemekoymes asmuchim liyeretz Yisrael. He writes, maybe the same with Shmitas Ksofim. The difference between the two different approaches is According to the Ramo, even in Eretz Yisrael, there is no Shemitas Ksofim Bizman Hazeh. According to the approach of the Tumas Sedeshon, in Eretz Yisrael, definitely yes. Not b'makoymes ha-rachoykim Eretz Yisrael. So in Europe, where the great centers of Torah Jewry were, they were at Noeg Shemitas Ksofim, because it's not makoymes ha-smuchim le-Eretz Yisrael. Both approaches are far-fetched and very difficult. Approach number three is a big chiddush in the Rosh, and the Rosh writes, because nobody knew of Shemitas Ksofim and nobody was Noeg Shemitas Ksofim, it would be considered as if the Malva and the Loiva, the lender and the borrower, both stipulated, and they made a Tanai al Menash Sheloi Teshamteini B'Shviyas. And a Tanai al Menash Sheloi Teshamteini B'Shviyas is valid. It is a stipulation which is valid. And even though there was no Tanai Mefurish, but maybe the Minig that was so prevalent and so broadly accepted that nobody really took upon himself Shemitas Ksofim, it would be considered as if they made an explicit stipulation that al menash sheloi tishamteini b'shviyas. And at other opportunities in many tshuvas, I made similar arguments, and this Rosh seems to be a basis for various psukim throughout the years. I'm just going to bring one example, just l'saber esu oizen. I was asked that in the first Chelek Shal Shuvas Minchas Osho, I do not recall which simon, but I printed the tshuva that I wrote. It is very common today that people are mishapetz their houses. You know, they renovate and they do over the houses. And it is also very common, to my dismay, that the workers aren't very careful with the property of the neighbors. And sometimes the poyalim, the workers, cause damage to the property of neighbors. Who has to pay for those damages? Is it upon the baladira? Or could he say, no, you have to claim the worker that caused damage to your property? Who is he? Ahmad ben Mohammed, and he lives in Shechem. So maybe go to Shechem or to Kalkilia to court and try to call him to court. So my argument was, Anan Sehade. Neighbors need the consent, one of another, to renovate, to build, legally, halachically, and even if there is no legal or halachic requirement, that definitely is the minhag. I mean, when you want to renovate your house and you're going to be making so much noise and so much dust and so much trouble and so much tercha, you asked for the consent of your neighbors. Va'anan sehada, that a neighbor would never agree to let his shochin build unless he bears responsibility. So even though by clear halachic criteria, the balabayas bears no responsibility, the poil that caused the damages, he is the one to be liable. However, anan sahadi, that when neighbors agree one to another to renovate, to build, to add on to their apartments, it is almenaskein that the balabayas bears responsibility towards his neighbors. And even though there was no clear hischaivis and no clear stipulation, anan sahadi, and that is enough in accordance to the svar of the Rosh. So even though the Rosh writes the svar only as a limitzches, but it still is a mystery. And all that is showing in Paskin, the Shemitas Ksofim Noheges Bizman Hazeh, and that is the first sif in Simen Samach Zayin Chosh Mishpot. But the reason the Rosh rejects this svar is not because the svar l'kesha'atzma is not right. It definitely is right. But how could we argue it is as if they stipulated al menash sheloi teshamteini b'shviyas, when actually Shemitas Ksofim is noyeg bizman hazeh? And the minig is a minig toras, and they're not aware that Shemitas Ksofim is noyeg bizman hazeh. So instead of giving a limit schus, we should teach them that Shemitas Ksofim is a mitzvah bizman hazeh, and that is why the Rosh doesn't suggest this svara lechatchila. However, the svara likesha'atzma, I think, is valid and it is correct. So many Rishonim and many Achronim ask a very basic question. The Mishnah in Gittin Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that is the basic source of Tikkunes Hillel HaZaken. He was Metaken Prusbel. And when the Malva signs a Prusbel, he is entitled to collect the money even after Shavuos. Why was Hillel metaken the principle, Ro'o shenimna'u hu'am melehalvais, va'oivrim alishom alacho penyeh dovor im levavcho bilial? That is the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Vav Amed Aleph. The Bchor Shor, one of the greatest poskim 300 years ago, most famous for a Sefer Tevuah Shor on Yoredeya. The Bchor Shor, in his Chidushim HaMesechet Markas Dav Gimel, asks, what was the need to institute a new formula, a new tool, a new concept of principle? People could just stipulate, Al Menashe Lo Tisham Teini B'Shvias. Why wouldn't that be a far simpler solution than having people formulate and sign a new document and a new concept? A person could stipulate to make it Nai, Al Menashe Lo Tisham Teini B'Shvias, and that Nai is valid. That is what the Bchor Shor asks. And the Bchor Shor gives an interesting explanation and response. The Bchor Shor says, the Malva will suggest, I want to stipulate Al Menashe Lo Tisham Teini B'Shvias. The Loiva might say no, and then the Malva would say, if you don't agree to my condition, then I'm not going to lend you the money. And once again, he will be Oiva, and Hishom Lachopin Yedover and Ravav Chobiliyah. The Chassam Sofer goes to a greater extreme. Chuvas Chassam Sofer Yodeya Semen Kuf Yud Gimel. And the Chassam Sofer says, the mere stipulation in itself is already an Avera of Hishom Lachopin Yedover and Ravav Chobiliyah. Why would you stipulate? Why would you try to steer clear and circumvent the mitzvah of Shemitah Kesofim? The stipulation, the Tanai in itself is an Aveda. But it is extremely interesting that these great Achroinim didn't see the Rishonim. And this question is asked by the Ramban and the Ritva in Masechet Makos and in Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin. And the Ramban and the Ritva, as always, the Rishonim with their Yashtis and their Pashtis, they give a very balabatish approach. And the Ramban and the Ritva say that Hillel thought, in many cases, it'll be very unpleasant for the Malva starting to stipulate. A Loiva asks for money, and he promises to pay in 30 days. That's 6 months before the end of Shavuos. And the Malva says, I want to make it Nail Menashe Lo Tisham Teini B'Shvias. The Malva has many reasons not to make that Tanai, that condition, that stipulation. Number one, the Loiva might understand that you don't really expect to get your money before Shavuos. But the Zman HaPeroen, payday, is 6 months before Shavuos. So the Malva might really be concerned, knowing the Loiva, that he won't pay on time. But he doesn't want to make it Tanai, Al Menashe Lo Tisham Teini B'Shvias, because the Loiva might understand that Tanai, oh, so you know that I'm not going to pay before Shavuos, and he won't pay on time. Another reason the Malva might not feel comfortable making that stipulation is the Loiva might be offended, or at least make himself offended. Why, you don't trust me? I mean, I'm taking this loan, and payday is before Shavuos. Why would you make such a Tanai? So in many cases, the Malva would prefer just to say, I don't have any money, and not get into the situation of making a stipulation and a condition and yes and no. So the Rishonim, with their understanding and insight in human nature and human understanding and psychology, say it would be very common that instead of making a stipulation, the Malva would just say, why get into this? And just try to say, I don't have any money. And then he really would be over on Hashem Alachom Yeh Dovo Im Levavcho Biliyal. But the mere fact that the Rishonim asked this question, and they suggest their Poshata and Yashtas the Keterutzim, proves that the Chassam Sofer and the Bchor Shor are not right. There's nothing wrong with making it tonight. And if the Malva makes it Tanai and the Loiva says no, Lanias Daiti, the Malva, by halachic criteria, does not have to give him this loan. And I think there is a basic misunderstanding regarding the din, the lav of Hashem Alachop and Yedavava im Ravav Chabelial. The Torah is not machayev people to give away matonas and shvius. The Torah is not machayev people just to give away their money. A halvo is a halvo. alone is alone and a meton is a meton. And whenever a person lends money, he is entitled to do whatever is within his power to do to see to it that he gets his money back. And there's nothing wrong with that. When the Torah says, Hashem lecho, penyei dover emlovav chobeli aloyma, kovu shnas ha-sheva, the kavon of the Torah is, why would you forego such a great mitzvah of Gemilas Chasodim because of Chasheshot Shav? Why shouldn't you just give people the benefit of Cheskas Kashas? The Zman HaPeron is before Shvius arrives, so why wouldn't you assume that people will pay on time? And even if they don't pay on time, won't they adhere to Divrei Chachomim at the end of Masechet Shviyas, Perek Yud Masechet Shviyas, the last Mishnah Masechet Shviyas says, Hamach Zechoy B'Shviyas Ruach Chachomim Noichei Meno. The Mishnah says, even if Shviyas did transpire, and there is that din of Shemitas Ksofim, that means the lender cannot demand his money. But Chazal do expect the borrower not to take advantage of Shemitas Ksofim, and therefore the Torah says, why would you abstain from such a great mitzvah, from lending money to other people, and you're afraid of Shvius? Why should you be afraid of Shvius? Why wouldn't you rely on that other person on the borrower that it'll pay on time? If payday is after Shvius, Shvius is not Mishamit. If payday is before Shvius, why wouldn't you trust him that it'll pay on time? And even if something happens, he doesn't pay on time, why wouldn't you give him the benefit of doubt that he will be Mekayim, the Mishnah? And that is the lav of Ishom Alacha. But there's nothing wrong with making a tnai al manas shelo tishom tenei b'shviyas. It is extremely unreasonable that the entire sugya malkas dav gimel omed beis, a machlokes amaruah, Hamas na manasha toloit shumten shvius shvius mishametes shvius ene mishametes, and the Gemara is mechalek between different formulations. What did he exactly say? Al manasha loit shumten shvius shvius mishametes. Al manasha loit shumten bishvius ene shvius mishametes. There's a difference whether the stipulation is in the din or the stipulation is in the gavra, and this entire sugya is beisur. It's a isur to make a tnai al manasha loit shumten shvius. That is extremely unreasonable. And even the Bchor Shor says, we're choshish. The Malva will make a condition, al menas shelo tishamteni, and the Loiva will say, no. If you make Tanoim, I don't want this loan. And the Malva won't lend the money. And I think in that situation, the Malva is potom al halvois. Because why wouldn't the Loiva agree to a Tanai al menas shelo tishamteni v'shviyas? If he really intends to pay that loan, why wouldn't he agree to this stipulation? And if he doesn't agree to this stipulation, he proves that he really doesn't intend to pay that loan. And in that case, the Malva spotam and the Halva is loy. So, b'savara, I think the Bchor Shor and the Chasam Sofer aren't right. And that definitely is what we learn from the Rishonim. Because the Rishonim asked this very same question, and the Rishonim give the Balabata Shetirutzim we expressed before. And Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Pei writes, Onu noyhagim bekol shtoroseinu lichtoiv al menas shelo tishamteni b'shviyas. So what we find in Sefer HaChinuch is beyond what we find in the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim speak theory. Sefer HaChinuch writes, Onu noyagim bekol shtoroseinu in shviyas to make it tonight al manas shelo tishamteni b'shviyas. So it's quite obvious in Sefer HaChinuch that is not a issur velo kedivrei Chasam Sofer. Another raya that I have to substantiate my opinion in the nature of the mitzvah of Hashem Anachom pen yedov anovav chobeliyal. Could I have a Rambam mishpoti? If it's beheseg yad and it's not a tercha. Rabbeinu Yonin Shah Tshuva, Many, many Bnei Torah of the world over learn Shalit Shuvah in Chodesh Elul and Chodesh Tishrei. And Shalit Shuvah is known as a Musa Sefer. But Shalit Shuvah is a very important halachic work, Shar Gimel in Shalit Shuvah. The first two Sha'orim deal with the concept of Tshuva and Divrei Musar and Divrei Techocha of the great Chosid Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina was a brother-in-law of the Ramban. Rabbeinu Yoina was a chaver of the Ramban. Rabbeinu Yoina was a mechutan with the Ramban. So they probably knew each other very well. And there's a letter that Ramban writes Rabbeinu Yoina. He writes a letter to him. And the title that the Ramban writes is HaChosid HaKodosh, which is very uncommon. When Rabbonim and Gedolim write to each other during his lifetime, but that is the title Ramban writes to his Rabbeinu Yoina. So Rabbeinu Yoina is the known Chosid. Chelek Gimel of Shaar Tshuva is a compilation of many halachas, primarily halachas that Rabbeinu Yoina feels people are mezalzel in, and therefore in Shaar Tshuva he stresses the importance and the basic concepts of many halachas. And in Ot Samech Zayin Chelek Gimel Shaar Tshuva Shaar Gimel, Rabbeinu Yoina writes, a person that refrains from lending money to a person who is in need and in desperation is mevatel the mitzvah saseh of im kesef tal v'esami, and he's over on the lav of ishom alecho p'ni yedoverem levavcho b'liyal. What we learn from Rabbeinu Yoina is this lav refers not only to shvius, but any time, all 7 years. The reason we find it in the context of Shvius is because Shvius, people might think caution is justified because there's a din of Shemitz Sofim. And therefore, the Torah gives this lav in the context of Korvu Shnas HaShemitah. Because one might think in normal days, in other times, of course, a person is supposed to lend money. But when it's very close to Shemitah, maybe caution is justified, even recommended. And so the Torah says, no, even Erev Shvius. But Rabbeinu Yoina maintains that this lav is noyig every time. So if the Chasam Sofer is right, and a person asks for a loan, am I entitled to ask him to bring a raven? Would that be an iser of a shomelacho? Peniyeh dover amalavavcho b'liyam. Am I entitled to ask for a mashken? Well, Shas is full of dinei mashkoines and dinei orev. So what we learn from this is there is definitely a mitzvah of lending money, but a person is entitled to take every precaution and take advantage of any halachic instrument to see to it that he could get his money back. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because when a person lends money, he has to know that priest will chayv mitzvah. And to my dismay, our generation is far more makbid in loisi loikinoisha than in priest will chayv mitzvah. And I have far more shyness dealing, are we entitled to ask for our money back, than shyness dealing, do I have to pay the money that I lent? And people need to know the priest will chayv mitzvah. And therefore, there is nothing wrong with the lender, with the malve, taking advantage of any instrument, any tool, and any way to enable him to collect his money. And just like all the other 6 years, a person is entitled to ask for a mashkin, and a person is entitled to ask for a ravim. He is also entitled to make a stipulation, to make a tenayal, manashal, anton, shom, teini, b'shvias, and there's nothing wrong with that. In the same way that he is entitled to write a prosbul. So the Rishonim asked this question, and the Rishonim respond the way they respond, as I explained. I think the Rambam is cholek on Rabbeinu Yoina regarding the basic definition and understanding of the lav eshom alecho p'niyeh dovarim levavchu b'liyal. And I am reading the first halacha in Hilchas Malva v'loiva b'Rambam b'Sefer HaMishpotim. Mitzvah saseh lahalvois la'aniye yischol shenemar am kesef tal v'sami yesoni imach. Yochol reshus Because the Lashon of the Torah is Im Kesef Tal Ve'Asami. And one could translate, if you lend money to your people. Yochel Roshus Talmud Loimer Havet Avitenoi. U'mitzvah zu gedoyle men ha-tzedoka. Va'atoyre ekpido. Al mi sheyimne melahal v'islooni shenema v'ro enecho b'kichu ev yoin. That is the lava v'shom alacho. Why doesn't the Rambam write mitzvahs asay v'mitzvahs lo ta'asay? My understanding in the Rambam is, no. The lo ta'asa is only called vushnasa sheva. However, what we see from this lo ta'asa is, ha-toyre hekpido al mi shenimne melahal v'yislecha v'eiru. As a lav, as a proper lav, kol vushnasa sheva. The lav is one of the dinam of shemitah. But what the Rambam writes, kol animne melahal v'yislecha v'eiru, is mevat lamitzis asay. Va'atoyre hekpido al animne melahal v'yislecha v'eiru. In Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, the Rambam writes this as a lav. In Shmita v'yovel it's a lav. In Malve v'loive it is ekpeid. So up to this point, we dealt, why is it that in many kehillas people weren't knowing Shmita's ksofim? However, aloha lamais, all the poets can maintain, Shmita's ksofim noheges bezman hazeh, bein b'yaretz Yisrael, u'bein b'chutzos. However, I was asked many times in the past, and a minchasosha shviyas, we brought the Sefer at the beginning of the year. Next week I'll bring some, because we're dealing with Shmitas Ksofim. So the Sefer on Shvias was sponsored by our dear friend Rabbi Yosef Ellerberg, who was a Mishtatav Kavu in this year. So I wrote various Shuvas, and some of them were printed in Minchas Osha and Shvias, regarding people that weren't observant in the past. They weren't makpid in mitzvahs. And then they did tshuva. And they collected a lot of loans, sho'over aleihem shviyas. So what are they supposed to do now? In many cases, they can't even recollect who were the people that paid those loans after Shnasa Shmita. In many cases, even if they do know, but it would be very difficult to reach out to those people. In many cases, we're dealing with considerable monies, and it would be very hard to give back those monies. Okay, Ruach HaChomim Noicha. However, the din is Tzorech Loim Mishamitani, and it is an issue to collect that money. And I have a feeling, even known from people, well, they paid out of their free will. They borrowed money, and they saw it only natural to pay. However, even a person that isn't from, I have a knack to assume that if we tell him, you know, I am from, and I actually cannot ask for this money, and you don't have to pay me, I think they'll say, oh, then at least regarding Shmita Sufim, I want to be from as well. So I'm willing to take that money back. So when the money was collected, Shalo Kiddin, maybe Al Pi Halacha, we need to reach out to those people and just make them aware that I was not entitled to ask for this money and you weren't obliged to pay this money. And so I wrote various svaras, which we won't get into today. Benetia lahokel. So I think bidi eved vegamishim tekonas ashovim. We find many tekonas in Chazal, that Chazal were metakamishim tekonas ashovim, to make it easier and friendlier for people and enable them to do tshuva. So tkones meresh, meresh shebonoi besuke, and various other halachas, b'mecha v'yashas, Chazal were metakam shel tkones hashovim. So I do think that in a situation like this, which is a b'di'evit situation, there is significance in the fact that in most kehilas Yisrael throughout the ages, people weren't noig b'shmitas ksofim. So the Ramo was in Poland, the Rosh was in Barcelona, in Spain, the Maharik was in France, and they all write. Nobody in our cities and towns is noig b'shmitas ksofim.
between the Trumas Edeshan and the Marik and the Ramo, 250 years transpired. So spanning hundreds of years and spanning the European continent. In Keles Yisrael, there weren't no Shemitah Kesafim. I'm not sure about what I say right now, but I heard from elders that in Poland and in Hungary, before the Holocaust, people weren't knowing Shemitah Kesafim. Most people didn't even know about Shemitah Kesafim. So, let us make this very clear. The Beis Yosef and the Ramo and the Rambam and the vast majority of Rishonim say Shemitah Kesafim Noegis Ben Zman Hazeh Ben Beitzol Ben Bechutz Laaretz. However, dealing with Bali Tshuva, and they have to retrace 7 years ago, 14 years ago, 21 years ago, I collected money after Shvius. So I do think we could paskin with leniency and also bearing in mind that for hundreds of years, after all, many Choshev Ekehelis people weren't knowing in Shemitah Kesafim. How do we define Shemitah Kesafim? And this is an additional discussion in which I have an opinion which is maybe a big chiddush, but I think that it's pashtus. Minchas Chinuch Tov Ayin Zayin. Many, many other achronim deal with the question, how do we define Shemitah Kesafim? Is it Afkata de Malka or is it Chovis HaYochid? Does the Torah annul loans and invalidate loans, and that is din Torah, or is it upon the lender to forgive and to be meichel the loans? The Yerayim was one of the great Balei HaToses, the Beloza Memeitz, and the Yerayim has a very unique opinion regarding Shemitah Kesafim. One could say he's a yochid, a das yochid. And the Yerayim has a Mishnah Rishoyna and a Mishnah Achroyna, a Havimin and a Maskonah. In the Havimin of the Yerayim writes, Shemitah Kesafim is upon the lender. It has nothing to do with the borrower. The Malva is not allowed to ask for his money. But the Loiva, if he won't be forthcoming, and he won't turn to the Malva to repay the loan, he is v'chal loiva roshav v'lo yishalim. He has no ptur not to pay. He needs to pay. The malva cannot demand. He cannot ask for his money. The mitzvah shomayt kol bal mashiyod. Lo yigo yises reyehu. The yisr is upon the malva not to demand his money. But the loiva, of course, he has to pay. And when the loiva comes to pay, the Gemara says in Gittin Lamed Zayin, Zeh Dvar HaShemito, the Malva has to say, Meshamet Ani Lecho. But it is upon the Loiva to say, Afal Piken, B'meton Ani Noisen Lecho. The Yerayim retracts, Mekoyach the Mishnah and the Sugi and Malkus Dav Gimel. But even the Mishnah Achloina of the Yerayim says, the Malva cannot demand. The loiva needs to pay. However, the loiva is entitled to expect the malva to be a yoshor and a tzaddik and say meshamet ani lecho. And if the loiva comes to pay the loan and the malva does not say meshamet ani lecho, the loiva could turn to Beis Din and Beis Din koifen es a malva loiva meshamet ani lecho, just like we learn in Ksubis Peivov and Achul and Kuflam and Beis, who are mesuke and yoy selulu veni noitl makanoi sachetetz and afshoi. So the Yerayim says, the loiva has to pay. He took money, he has to pay. But the malva is required to say, I don't want this money, mishamet ani lecho. So if the malva doesn't say mishamet ani lecho, that doesn't pattern the loiva. But the loiva is entitled to turn to Beis Din and be toveya the malva. And Beis Din will be machayev the malva to say mishamet ani lecho. According to all the other Rishonim, if the Malva is not entitled to demand, then the Loiva is not machiv to come and pay. However, we could still ask, is it Afkata de Malka and the Torah's Mafkia de Choyves? Or is it a mitzvah incumbent upon the lender, the Malva, to forego those Choyves? So many Rishonim use the Loshon Afkata de Malka. Tshuva Sarash B'chelek Alef Simen Tov Shin Ayin Hei. Tshuva Sarash B'miyuchoses L'Ramban Reish Nun Vav. Tshuva Sarash
Ritva in Masechet Gittin and many others use the expression of Kata Damalka. And most of the Achronim understood that we learn from these Rishonim the Torah is Mafkia Chayvis. The Torah annuls the loans. And as Rosh Hashanah comes in, Mitzvah Shvius, those loans evaporate and they are no longer valid. And I think that that is a mistake. Because there's a Gemara in Gittin Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, which is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara explains what is the process of Shemitah's Ksofim. Loi v'shebo l'shalem, choyv she'over olav ha'shviyas. The Malva has to say, Mishamet ani lecho. Ve'em omer afal pikein, b'meton ani noisen lecho, yekabel. Omer Rabbe, v'tolelei ad omer hochi. Literally translated, the Gemara says he could hang him till he says, Afal piken, b'meton ani noisen lecho. Hang him? Hang him? Is that literally? Rashi says, Toila oisai alu eitz. Yeah. He could hang him on a tree until he will say, Afal piken, b'meton ani noisen lecho. The Rashi and the Ritva reject Perush Rashi. On what basis? They argue, im kein tishtakech Torah Shvius. So, there never will be Shemitah Sofim. If the Malve is entitled to torture the Leiva, the Yored Nimoy Lechayov, till he pays, so, tishtakech Torah Shvius. So the Rosh and the Ritva have a different interpretation of the Gemara. V'torolei toile be'einov. He is entitled to embarrass him, to confront him in shul, in public, and say, I borrowed you money, and you're not paying. So, that is the interpretation of the Rosh and the Ritva. So, according to these Rishonim, the Loiva comes to pay. The Malva says, Meshamat Elinecho. The Loiva, out of courtesy, out of Nimus, says, oh, Afal Pikein. From that moment on, the Malva is entitled to do anything to get his money back. According to Rashi, even violent means. Toilo Yisrael Eitz. According to other Rishonim, no. Not b'chizik yad, not with violence. But Toilo Bayenov, Toilo Bayodoi, Ko'oni Bepesach. He's entitled to embarrass and make him feel uncomfortable till he will pay that loan. And my question is, if the Torah annuls those loans, so how is a person entitled to even embarrass another person, kal v'chomer, or use violent means? What, to make him give a matana when there is no chiyuv? How do we understand this Gemara? It's very unreasonable that afal pikein changes the legal status. Afal pikein is a person that promised a gift. When a person promises a gift above a mitzvah memtes, he is entitled to retract. B'matona merube, filu lechatchila. Matona muetes, it's a isur. But there is no monetary claim. Person promised to give a gift, there's no monetary claim. So how do we understand the din of it? Tolelei ad de'omer hochi. Beyond that, not only he is entitled to regret and retract, in Bava Basra Mem Zayin, we learn, Talohu v'yoev matona, ein matonosa matona, and it's gezel. It's gezel. When you coerce a person to give a gift, even though you force them till he said, Roitzani, it is defined as gezel v'yodoi. Talohu v'zabin zvine zvine. Talohu v'yoev matona, ein matonosa matona. So how do we understand tolelei ad omer hochi? So in my opinion,
his money is in his hands.
No.
He didn't care if he paid it back yet. The Afal Piken turns it into a maton, but it's still money which he owes. So that's a maton like
but if we say Efkata the Malki, he doesn't owe money. That is the understanding of the Achroinim based on the Rishonim, Efkata the Malki. There is no loan. If there is no loan, how could you coerce a person and force him to pay?
when there is no chayv. The Torah annulled the chayv. There is no chayv. That is of Kata the Malka. So to me it is clear. Clear kashemesh betzoraim. Of course there is a chayv. Otherwise there is no way to understand the Gemara v'Torah le'adonav. The entire din of Shemitah's Ksafim is only how to deal with a loan la'achar she'over olav shvitz. Not only does the Torah not annul chayvus, there also is no chiyav on the malve to be moichel. Shemitah's Ksafim doesn't demand from the malve to do any legal concept. Doesn't have to be moichel. Sefer HaChinuch defines Shemitah as aziva. And the mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksofer, according to the Chinuch in Tofah and Zayin, is Lazoi v'achoyvois. Lo limchol, lazov. The Malva has the chiev to ignore his choyvois. He cannot demand. He cannot ask for his money. He cannot take any action, any step to get his money back. He must be entirely Sheval Taisa. When the loiva comes, and the loiva says, I have a loan to pay, I want to pay you. The malva even asks the same as Shamat and Ilecho. That is what Chazal learned from the words, Vezeh Dvar HaShemito. Dvar is Loshen Dibur. The malva must say, no, you don't have to pay. That's not Mechila. That's not Mechila. That is aziva. And then when the loiva says, afal pikein, the malva says, okay, if you do want to pay, then please pay up. And then it has a different status because there is a choiv. And from that moment on, when the loiva says, afal pikein, the malva is entitled to be more forceful. According to Rashi, toila oisei awaits. According to other Rishonim, toila b'yeinav. But none of the Rishonim asks, this is Gezel. If there is no Choyv, how could you try to pressure a person to pay when he has no Choyv? For Matonis, you cannot force a person to give a Matonis. So therefore, in my opinion, Poshut Ma'oid, it's not Afkata the Malka. There's not even a Chiyav on the Malva to be Moichel. There is a Chiyav, not to forgive, but to forego. To ignore the chayiv. The Mishnah Sof Makis, not Sof Makis, Sof Shvius, Perek Yud, Masechet Shvius, last two Mishnahs. And I think this is extremely significant. The Mishnah says, Loi v'shabo lahach zarach ara Shvius, choy v'shvius, the Malva has to say, Mishamet ani, Shenemar, Zeh Dvar HaShemito. Uki yoitze bedavor, Roitzeach b'shgogo shegole ir miklot. Im bo'u lechabdoi tzorech loymar, roitzeach ani shenemar, v'zeh dvar ha-roitzeach. Two halachas in the same Mishnah. Both halachas of the same nature. Both halachas are derived from the same loshon. V'zeh dvar ha-shmito, v'zeh dvar ha-roitzeach. So I think these two halachas are the same in their nature. When people come to be Mechamed HaRotzeach, he needs to say, I don't deserve Kavod, Rotzeach Ani. Is that a Chalois? Is that a Chalois? He's Moichel? He's Moichel Achoyiv? That is a statement, nothing more than a statement. And he has to make it clear to people, you don't need to give me Kavod. I probably don't deserve Kavod. The reason I'm in town is because I brought about a person's demise. Then he is entitled to get that kavod. So he's a very well-known Talmud Chacham. And suddenly he shows up in shul, he's sitting in the back, and they say, oh, we heard your shul, and please come up in the mizrach. He says, I'm very sorry, but a tragedy happened, and I killed a person, b'shoigig, so you don't need to sit me on the mizrach. If they say afal piken, he could walk up. And the Mishnah says the same regarding Shemitah Sofim. Loi v'shebo lahachzer, hamalva oimer mishamatin, yishenem azed v'ashmito, imomar afal piken, yekabel. So, These two halachas are the same nature. It's not a chalois, and the malav is not mechuyev to be moichel, and the Torah is not mafkia. It is a mitzvah of dibur, just letting people know. The ratzeach has to let people know, you're not obliged to give me covid. The malva, the lender, needs to let the loiva know, you're not obliged to play this chayv. You don't need to pay this chayv. But if he wants to pay, then the malva is not only entitled to receive that money, but from that stage on, the malva could also actively pursue and see to it that he gets the money back. And the machlokes is showing him is only what extremes and what means he is entitled to take to try and collect that loan. But the loan is Kayam. So you will ask me, so why did Rishonim say Afkata de Malka? Oh, so let's examine what the Loshon Afkata de Malka means. Twice in Bava Metzia we find in the Gemara Afkata de Malka. And in both cases, the Gemara quotes the Posek Vahashmias Tishmoteno. It's Afkata de Malka. Bava Metzia Lamates and Bava Metzia Kuvav. What is interesting to note, the interpretation of the Gemara in both those cases deals not with Shemitah Kesofim, not even with Hefker, Peres Shvius, but Isser Avoides Ha'oretz V'Avoides Hu'ilonois. And this Isser is defined by Chazal as Avkata de Malka. So what does this Loshon mean? Does it mean the annulment of Shabudim? Does it mean Hefker? We're dealing with an Isser, a mere Isser, the prohibition to do Avoides Ha'oretz V'Avoides Ha'ilonois. We're not dealing with Hefker of Peres Shvius. We're not dealing with Shemitah Kesofim. Rashi translates Afkata de Malka, Mitzvah Samelech. Afkata de Malka is Mitzvah Samelech. Not more than that, Mitzvah Samelech. It is not a chalois. It is not the annulment of Chaymes. In what context do the Rishonim write that Shemitah Kesofim is Afkata de Malka? A person made a Shavua. He swore to pay a loan. And Shvius Avar on the loan. And the Rishonim deal with the question, okay, so he has no chiv of Priyas Balachoy V'la'achas Shvius. But what about the Shavua? What about the Shavua? He swore. So does he have to be Mekayim his Shavua? So the Rishonim say, no. Because his intention was, I swear to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Priyas Malchayim. I swear to give back this money that I am obliged to give back. But if it's after Shavuos, and Shavuos is Afkata de Malka, then the Shavua has no significance or no validity. Because the essence of the Shavua is, I swear to pay the money because al pi Torah I am mechuyev to pay. So the basic understanding of the Rishonim is la'achas shovel of a shvius v'mitzvus hamelech la'hashmit. Then, in those circumstances, the shavua has no significance because the intention of the shavua is only a chizuk on priyas balachayv. Maybe the malva was skeptic whether he will pay or not, so he wanted to convince the malva that I will pay, and therefore he made the shavua. But the intention of the Shavua was not to go beyond Mitzvah Satayra. And that is the context in which the Rishonim use the concept of Afkata de Malka. So all they mean is Mitzvah Samelach, Mitzvah Satayra. So to me it is clear that the Hagdorah of Mitzvah Shemitah Kesofim is, it's not that the Torah is Mevatel the Shiabud. Even the Malav is not Mechuyev to be Moichel. Because if Mishamatani is Mechile Gemura, so what if the Loiva said Afal Pikein? So what? So we promised to give him a Tony. You can't force a person to give him a Tony. You were Moichel. And that Mechile is not Botel and Mefreya when the Loiva says Afal Pikein. And therefore, to me it is clear. The Choiv is intact. Afal Pisha overall of Ashvias. It is only formulas how to relate to the chayiv. Aval ha-shiabud ha-mamoni omed be'eino gam la'achas sha'ova olav ha-shvius. Otherwise, we cannot understand the sugya of betolalei Adon Aruch. So we didn't even touch the sugya of Prusbel. Maybe next week we will take advantage and we will go more into the details of Prusbel. What is the Prusbel? What is the underlying principle? And maybe some basic halachas of Shemitah's Ksofim, halacha l'maisa as well. So what is the idea of Shemitah's Ksofim? I think just a month or two ago, we dedicated an entire shiur to the concept of Tamei HaMitzvos. Did I? Yes. And at the outset of the shiur, at the beginning of the shiur, I said that the Rishonim had two different approaches to the concept of Tamei HaMitzvos, while the Rambam encouraged people to delve and try to understand the mitzvahs, the Rashba was adamantly against it. So how do the Rishonim, those Rishonim that deal extensively with Tamei HaMitzvos, how do they define the mitzvah of Shemitas Ksofim? Sefer HaChinuch goes in the footsteps of the Rambam, and in each and every one of the Tariag mitzvahs, the Sefer HaChinuch explains what is the Shoresh HaMitzvah. And beautifully explaining the three benefits of Shemitah's Ksofim and the three different facets of what we are to incorporate and learn from Shemitah's Ksofim. First, Midas HaNedivus, generosity and compassion. You gave a loan, you should be willing to forego that loan. Be generous, be open-hearted, be forthcoming. Harchok megezel. If the Torah expects people to give of their own, kal v'chomer, that they will be nizar b'momen acherim. And third, last but not least, midas habetochen. So you let money to another person. Shavuos is approaching. You might lose your money. Trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You did a mitzvah. You gave money. Ne'eman hu ba'al choiv. And rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You did a mitzvah. You're doing mitzvah number two. When observing Shemitah's Ksafim. So Sefer HaChinuch writes, Midas HaNedivus, generosity and compassion towards other people, towards your brethren, Harchok HaMegezel, and Midas HaBetoch. The Akedas Yitzchok, one of the great Jewish philosophers in the medieval ages, one of the later Jewish philosophers, 300 years after the Rambam, Rabbi Yitzchok Arama, in Akedas Yitzchok Parshas Ba'al. His approach is that people shouldn't become avodim to work and to money. So once in 7 years, Kodesh Baruch Hu demands, be lenient, forego your loans. And this is a year of reflection. Leave your fields, leave your loans, replenish and recharge your batteries, dedicate your days and nights to Ruchnius. So according to the Akedas Yitzchok, the idea of Shemitah's Ksofim and Shemitah's Ha'oretz are very closely related. Cheskuni ala Toiro, one of the great commentaries of Rabbeinu HaRishonim. We do not find any Piske Halacha from the Cheskuni, but it is an amazing parish. The Cheskuni says that Shemitah Ksofim, in a way, is an effect of Shemitah Ha'oretz, because under normal circumstances, a person lends money, borrows money, and he doesn't have what to pay. He could always rely on the prowess of the field. If he doesn't have money and he didn't have a good year, so, you know, he could pay with wheat, he could pay with fruit, he could pay with vegetables, so he has something to fall back on. But Jeshnas HaShvias, when people neglected their fields and they have no produce, then how would he pay? And therefore the Torah demands from the lender, if he doesn't have what to pay, if he can't pay, then forego the loan. V'shomet kol ba'al mashiyola. So these are five different approaches to Shmitas Ksofen. And generally speaking, those that are showing him the deal with Tamei HaMitzvahs have different approaches. Sefer HaChinuch always connects and explains Tamei HaMitzvahs with Avodas HaNefesh, with the Shleimus of a Jew. And every mitzvah has to be mashpia on his personality, on his midas, on his way of life, on his way of thinking. And the Sefer HaChinuch is loyal to his basic approach in this mitzvah as well. The Chaskuni, on the other hand, is a very practical approach. Shnas HaShviyas is different than any other years because in Shemitah people have less means to pay because Jewish society was once an agricultural society. And that is why people relied on karka. That is what Chazal defined as a chayis nechosim. What is nechosim shesh ma chayis karka? V'yameh ge'oinim, the ge'oinim were metakan metalta l'diyas me'mishtab de l'balchoiv, because there was a shift in Jewish society. And Jewish people no longer were landowners. And their basic panasa was no longer agriculture. They were peddlers and merchants. And therefore, people no longer relied on karka to collect their monies. And that is why the Ge'onim, 1,000 years ago, were metakin, that no longer do people rely on karka. And therefore, metalte l'diyas me'mishtab d'le balchoy. So the Cheskuni goes back to explain the basic idea of Shemitah Sofim, because B'Shnas HaShemitah people don't have what to rely on and they don't have from what to pay because there's no products on the field. The Rambam is the most unique approach. Moir Nevuchim, and many times I explained that the first Chelik, third Chelik of Moir Nevuchim is dedicated Kol Kulo L'Tam HaMitzvos, Perek Lamentes. The Rambam appears as a real socialist. Real socialist? Well, once in 7 years, a socialist. That's not really socialism. Some interesting blend between capitalism and socialism. So the Rambam writes, people amass wealth. They amass money. They amass real estate. From time to time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands, matchilim mebereshit. Everything goes back and you start anew. Once in 7 years, all the chayvis are annulled. Once in 50 years, slaves go free. All the fields go back to their original owners and everybody starts from scratch. So according to the Rambam, Shemitas Ksofim and Yovel are very closely related. And both are an adjustment. Tikkun ha-seder ha-chevrati. An adjustment of social order. And the Torah doesn't want people to amass amazing and unbelievable wealth. And that is happening today in almost the entire world. A smaller and smaller number of people control more and more of the world's wealth. The few are amassing tremendous wealth on the cheshbon of the many. According to the Rambam, that is what Yovel and Shemitah are about. Adjusting social order. 50 years is enough. 50 years you're entitled to amass wealth, and then, once in 50 years, bekarasu droya la'oretz, people have amassed hundreds of slaves. They all go free. People purchase and control an amazing amount of real estate. Everything goes back to its original owner. And in the same way, once in 7 years, all loans are annulled and everything, everybody starts from scratch. Everybody starts on an even basis. That is the way the Rambam understands the mitzvahs of Shemitah v'Yovel. All the different approaches of the Rishonim teach us, li kol ha'oretz, ki li kol ha'oretz. And we are all here to care for each other, to think about each other. And Memoinu Shel Olam is only a tool for chesed. It's never yours. It is never yours. And people of wealth should understand they are shlichim. Kiliya kesef v'liyazov ne'um Hashem. And that is all what Shemitah and Yovel are about. So, whatever Musa concepts we deal with bear special relevance in Chodesh Elul, as I made clear last week. Chodesh Elul is the month of reflection, of Cheshbon Nefesh, of Hizboneinus. So whatever we learn from Shemitah and from Yovel and from Shemitah's Ksofim is always important. But all these Yesodis of Musa bear special relevance b'Chodesh Elul. When we all make our own personal cheshbon nefesh, and one of the greatest gulas of Chodesh Elul and of Yemei Tshuva v'Arachamim is compassion and tzedakah and chesed. Kol ha'maracham al habriyos, maracham ha'molof min ha'shamayim, like Chazal teach us in Shabbos Kuf Nun Aleph, and in Yerushalmi, Bava Kama, Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. Simen ze yehei b'yadcho, the Yerushalmi says. Kol odom shemaracham al habriyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maracham olav, as we learn in Bavli Shabbos Kuf Nun Aleph. We should all be zoche to Hashanah Tova Mesukah, to Aksiva V'chasim et Tova, to Hashnas Geula V'Yeshua, B'mehero V'yomeinu, Amen.
Couldn't one say that when he says Av Al Picha, he's taking a chov anew? He's not taking it as a matana. He's either extending the loan or taking a chov, a new